In the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, Christ is in our midst. The Lord had compassion. Ο Κύριος εσπλαχνίσθη. It's a small phrase, but something that's very wonderful to think about and to see how it translates into our relationship with God and also our relationship with one another. The Lord had compassion. And esplachnisti comes from splachna. Splachna are bowels or innards. So this is to be, esplachnisti is to be moved from way down deep. Deep inside. And of course, it's not just about feeling a certain way, because Christ expressed this compassion in different ways. Today, he saw a widow who had lost her only son. And especially in those days, if you were a woman and you had lost all of the men who were able to take care of you, you were in serious trouble. And of course, he raised the man who had died from the dead. And you know that Jesus, if he had gone to touch the, it says that he touched the bier, if he had done that by law, he would have been unclean. But you could see that Christ is the cleanser of all that is unclean. You can't dirty the cleanser. In the same way that the woman who had an issue of blood for 12 years, she would have made Christ unclean by touching him in her condition. And Christ, by law, would have had to go and wash himself and also wash his clothes. But you see, it was through his clothes that he cleansed the woman. So this wonderful miracle shows us that the one who is compassionate is also the God of all, the one who heals diseases, who raises us from the dead, the one who gives forgiveness. You know that the same word about being compassionate, using the root splachna, it was used in the parable of the two servants. When one who owed the master lifetimes of debt, and he asked for patience, and the Lord was esplachnos, compassionate. He forgave him everything. You don't owe me anything. The Lord had compassion. Well, can we run that test today? You know, I've been saying it a few times lately because, as I said, we've had a lot of miracle stories and we've had a lot of difficult times lately. And I thought yesterday of asking this question, could we take this gospel reading and read it today in Haiti? Lots of people in dire straits. Lots of loss. The last I heard, it was almost 900 people. How many people would be in a similar situation right now to the woman that Jesus had compassion for? Is the gospel for today? Is Jesus' compassion with every single person on this earth right now? If we answered no, then the gospel is not the gospel. The closing of the selection that we heard today said, "The Lord has visited his people once and for all, that he went on the cross for us once and for all, for each one here." And while it seems that some might have to wait for the resurrection, we know that the resurrection is not just for the handful of people that were mentioned in the gospel. It was not just Christ showing off. We hear in the Gospel of John that a time is coming when all who are in the tombs will come out when they hear the voice of the Son of Man. Hard to imagine being risen from the dead, each one of us. But that's what our compassionate Master has said. And he's given glimpses of it throughout the gospel, not just because he felt like doing it for one specific person, but this compassion follows each one of us. In Psalm 8, we say, "Who is man that you care for him, and the Son of Man that you visited him?" To know that Christ, that God, in the person of Jesus Christ, came and visited us and offered us compassion in person. To know that through any difficulty that we might be experiencing now, that his compassion is with us now. Any sin that we may wish to grow from and receive forgiveness for, he shows compassion the way he showed and he was willing to show on the servant who owed him countless debt. We need to respond to Christ's compassion with thanksgiving and to look at one another and see what is the best that I can do to offer compassion. May Christ's compassion always be close to us. May he help us to grow and always encourage us and bless us. To the Most Holy Trinity be all glory, honor, and worship, now and forever, and unto ages of ages.